Okay, I'd like you to settle yourself down into a nice comfortable position. Arms and legs uncrossed. And close those eyes down. I want you to begin to relax all the muscles in your head. Relax all the muscles in your head. The forehead. Your eyes relaxing. Those eyelids. Your cheeks, your mouth and jaw, unclenching, relaxing all those muscles in your head. And while you're thinking about relaxing all the muscles in your head, begin to think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. That's right. Relax all those muscles in the neck and shoulders. And while you're thinking of relaxing all those muscles in your neck and shoulders, your arms are becoming more and more relaxed, a little heavier. Now pay attention to your body and realize how your head, neck and shoulders have begun to relax even more now that you're relaxing those arms. All the way down to the fingertips. And while you're thinking about relaxing those arms more and more, think about how relaxed your chest and stomach is becoming. Allow that chest and stomach to relax and just let go, to release any tension that might be held in those areas while your arms are relaxing and becoming a little heavier still. And while you're allowing your arms to become free from stress and tension, think about removing that tension from the rest of your body. Feel that relaxation moving its way downwards, flowing with every breath you take, allowing that relaxation to grow more and more, relaxing as it flows down through the chest, the stomach, the hips, flowing down past those thighs, through the knees, all the way down past the calves, down to your toes. Relaxing more and more. Feeling that relaxation once again moving downwards, starting at the top of that head, once again moving down through the neck, flowing down through the back, down through the hips. Releasing and relaxing. Feel that relaxation just flowing down. Any stress and tension and worry are moving down with it, down and out of those legs, down through the feet, out of the toes. Just totally relaxed, completely at ease. And as you continue to relax deeply, the suggestions that I give you will remain firmly fixed in the subconscious part of your mind, so deeply embedded that nothing will remove them, because they are there for your ultimate benefit. So everything that I tell you is going to happen to you will happen exactly as I tell you. Every feeling, every sensation that I tell you you're going to experience, you will experience. Just as I tell you. And these things will happen particularly when you train and when you compete. This experience is an experiment on human potential. Your potential. Many experts have discovered that most people tend to underestimate their own capacities, their own abilities. Now there are two major factors that allow you to do your very best every time you compete. The first factor is that you really want to do well with the tasks that you're to perform. And this is something which you're already familiar with. And the second one, perhaps even more important, is something you may not know about. This is the fact that if you realize in advance what things ordinarily make you think you've reached your limit, if you realize those things in advance, you'll be able to keep on going beyond the point where you're beginning to experience them. Most athletes use discomfort and fatigue as signs that they should stop doing what they're doing. They fail to realize that fatigue and discomfort are the first signs that they are in fact approaching their maximum performance, and that they can in fact keep on going far beyond that point. Most athletes generally assume that when they start feeling uncomfortable, this feeling will get worse. But as a matter of fact, if you allow yourself to keep going after you start to feel that discomfort, that feeling will diminish. Now, I'm taking it for granted that you're listening right now because you really want to be listening, and that you are really eager to explore your own potential, to do your absolute best on these tasks, every time. So in that case, the thing that you must keep in mind is the importance of noticing the signs of discomfort or fatigue, and then using them as a stimulus to keep going. And then push it aside in your mind and concentrate fully back on competing. The successful outcome of this process demands your full commitment towards absolute maximum performance. And at times, this may be less easy than others, for it's going to take every ounce of concentration, every ounce of willpower that you can muster. I want you to give this everything you've got. Everything. Learn to feel that strain all through the body, and then learn to use that strain and effort to good advantage, using every resource within you to stimulate and kickstart your maximum effort. Make this an absolute total effort. And as you race for a longer and longer period of time, as you swim, as you run, as you cycle, you may begin to experience certain symptoms. You may experience a heaviness in the arms, a breathlessness, a tightness, or even a heaviness in the legs, a sensation of discomfort in the chest or the throat or mouth. And you may develop a sense of fatigue after you've been racing for some time. And as you start to experience any of these sensations, this will be a stimulus for you to run even harder, to swim more powerfully, to cycle even faster. And as a result of this, you will find that you're able to go onwards and race through this experience so that you become less and less aware of whatever discomfort you were experiencing. You will feel as if you could go on running, go on cycling, and go on swimming for a longer and longer period of time, no matter how tired you start to become. You will feel a greater and greater desire to give maximum effort to the race, and to use every last bit of willpower within you to achieve your best. You will continue to race through your most difficult period. And no matter how tired you start to become, this will act as a stimulus so you can continue without becoming distressed. As you concentrate on my voice, so all of these things that I'm telling you will act on you when the time comes for you to succeed in the race. And as a result of what I'm about to tell you now, you'll find that any negative aspects of race performance that may have troubled you in the past will have greatly diminished in importance. And as time goes by, even their importance will continue to diminish With every passing day, you'll find yourself adopting a brighter and brighter outlook, in which the positive aspects of competing and racing and training and the lure of success have taken on a great deal more appeal. In this positive frame of mind, you will come to experience many new wonderful feelings of strength and energy as you find yourself eagerly looking forward to each new challenge, wanting more than ever to win, to race, to compete. Any psychological barriers or obstacles which may have kept you from performing well, they're being blasted through. Eliminated. Any obstacle which may have kept you from performing well, eliminated. You're now able to look forward to each race secure in the knowledge of your own abilities and of the vast potential within you for even better performance. Nothing is holding you back anymore. Nothing is holding you back anymore. Every barrier, every obstacle, every fear are removed. You're now completely free to develop the vast potential within you to its fullest extent. As you proceed, the success of winning will be experienced as infinitely richer, infinitely more rewarding than it had ever been before. And the sting of any occasional setback you might still encounter will be so considerably diminished that you'll scarcely notice it. In fact, it will become a powerful lesson, telling you how you can do better next time. You will be able to accept any occasional reversal calmly, philosophically, as the small price which must be paid to experience the rich joys of racing, competing and winning. Racing itself has become so enjoyable. You will be able to derive a winning satisfaction from any competition regardless of the outcome. And all of these changes will result in marked improvements in your training, your preparation, and in everything else that contributes to your actual performance. The training, the prep, the eating, the rest. You will be sure to get all the rest you require. You will be able to sleep deeply and soundly when you need to. You will be able to do whatever is necessary as part of your preparation and training. You will not waste time. You will not waste energy worrying about past or future performance. Every time you race, you will feel yourself improving. Each time you race, regardless of whether you win or not, you will take continuing pride in your strategy and skill and timing and technique and coordination. Every time you race, you find that you're advancing closer and closer and closer to the goal of becoming the greatest athlete that you could ever possibly want to be. So just take a moment to thank yourself for allowing yourself to benefit from this session. In a moment, I'll count you up and out of hypnosis as I count from 1 to 5, so that when in a moment I count 1, you'll have increased control and coordination throughout your entire body once again. When in a moment I count 2, you position yourself back into the place where you began this session. And when I count 3, all sounds around you return to their true perspective once again. And as I count 4, in a moment, you're keeping and bringing with you all the wonderful benefits of this mindset session, incorporating them into your life, into your training, into your preparation, even those things beneath conscious awareness, they will continue. And when in a moment I count 5, you can then open those eyes and be fully emerged out of hypnosis, ready to go. So getting ready now to really notice the difference of coming back up and back out in 1, 2, 3, 4, And five, eyes open on five. One, two, three, four, five. Welcome back.